Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a future jungle filtered breakdown blueprint in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the proper way, by editing the groove, not abandoning it. This is advanced stuff, but the goal is simple. We want a 16-bar breakdown that still feels like jungle and old-school drum and bass, even while it's filtered down and holding back the full impact. So instead of turning the breakdown into a big cinematic pause, we're making it a pre-drop tension engine. The drums still talk. The bass is hinted at, the space breathes, but the rhythm stays alive. Think in terms of energy silhouettes. Even when the sub is removed, the listener should still feel the shape of the groove. If the beat disappears completely, we've gone too far. If it still has pulse, swing, and little moments of tension, now we're in the right zone. Let's start by setting up the section in the arrangement. For this blueprint, imagine a structure like intro, drop 1, breakdown, then drop 2. We're focusing on that breakdown between the two drops. In Ableton, I like to keep the breakdown materials grouped clearly, one group for drums, one for bass edits, one for atmospheres and effects, and one for anything we resemble. That way, if you need to tweak the section later, you're not hunting through a messy session. The first job is the break source. Load in a classic style break, something with that amen energy or any break with strong transient character. Put it into simpler and slice mode so you can treat it like an instrument instead of a static loop. Transient slicing is usually the best starting point, though 1/16 slicing can work if the break is already tight. I'd usually keep warp off if you want that raw jungle feel, unless the sample needs time correction. Now program a 2-bar phrase in MIDI. Don't think of it as a loop. Think of it as an edit. Put the downbeat kicks in where the groove needs to anchor, keep the backbeats on 2 and 4. And then add ghost hits between the main hits. Those little pickups before the bar line matter a lot in jungle. They create that sense of forward motion, without crowding the phrase. Here's the swing rule, don't make everything grid perfect. Push some ghost snare hits a little late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. Nudge certain kick fragments slightly early if you want that forward lean. Let the hats sit a touch behind the grid so the pocket feels loose. This is where the jungle swing comes from. Not from random chaos, but from controlled micro-timing. A very useful move here is the groove pull. Pull in a light MPC-style or drum swing groove and apply it gently. You're not trying to make the break sound quantized to a hip-hop loop. You're just giving it a subtle human lean. Keep the groove amount moderate, and don't overdo velocity, randomization unless you specifically want a rougher drift. One of the strongest advanced tricks is variation through omission. Duplicate the break pattern and make a second version, but remove a few slices so the response feels different. That gives you call and response without needing a totally new loop. In jungle, sometimes the most powerful edit is the hit that isn't there. Next, we shape the breakdown with filtering. Put auto filter first on the break group, and use it as your main breakdown filter. A low pass is the classic move here. Start low, somewhere in the 200 to 400 Hz area, and automate it open over the full 16 bars. You can bring it up slowly in the first 8 bars, then open the higher detail more obviously in the second half. The key is restraint. We want the listener to hear enough transient detail to recognize the break, but not so much that the breakdown feels like a second drop. If the filter is too open too soon, the tension is gone. If it stays too closed for too long, the section loses identity. After the filter, add EQ 8 for cleanup. If the breakdown is getting muddy, take out unnecessary low rumble. If the filtered break sounds boxy, dip a little around the low mids. If there's harsh fizz in the top, tame it. This is about making the breakdown feel focused, not cloudy. Now let's make the edit more musical. Go back into the MIDI clip and think phrase by phrase. Add little fills every 2 or 4 bars. Remove an obvious kick now and then bring it back a bar later. Add a snare drag into a phrase ending. Create a little 1/16 pickup before the bar resets. These tiny moves matter because they make the break feel like it's speaking in sentences, not just looping. A really strong old-school trick is the ghost note contrast. Keep some hits soft, around velocity 35 to 70, and let the main hits land harder, around 90 to 120. That contrast helps the groove breathe. Also, don't hard gate everything. Let some hits smear into each other slightly. That bit of overlap adds urgency and that chopped, physical feel that makes jungle edits sound alive. For extra definition, duplicate the break again and create a high-passed layer. Roll it off around 500 to 800 Hz, compress it lightly and tuck it underneath. That way, the transient crack and shuffle remain audible even when the main break is filtered down. It's a great way to keep the rhythm readable at lower volume too. Now bring in the bass, but keep it restrained. In a breakdown, bass should often be implied. not fully expose. If you're using Waveeatable, start with a restyle source, keep the unison modest, and low pass it hard. If you're using Operator, you can build a cleaner sub or mid-bass hint. Either way, the first half of the breakdown should not feel like the full drop bass is back. A smart move is to resample part of the drop bass and chop it into fragments. Then filter it so only the mid movement comes through. That connects the breakdown to the drop without giving the whole thing away. It's a tease, not a reveal. Process the bass with saturator if needed, but keep it controlled. Use EQ to remove unnecessary highs, and make sure any sub content stays mono with utility. If the low end gets wide, the whole breakdown can lose weight fast. For arrangement, think like this. In bars 1 to 4, keep the bass to a minimum, maybe just a swell or a single hint note. In bars 5 to 8, bring in short bass pickups, maybe offbeats or little answers to the drums. In bars 9 to 12, let the bass answer more clearly. Then in bars 13 to 16, pull it back again so there's room for the drop to slam in. Now we add atmosphere. This is where the breakdown gets its depth, but again, we're staying in drum and bass language, not drifting into ambient washout. Use reversed break tails, vinyl noise, room tone, short reverse cymbals, and a few impact hits. Keep it focused. Put your reverb on a send rather than slapping it on everything directly. That gives you much more control. Use a medium decay, a bit of pre-delay, and keep the low end out of the reverb so you don't smear the groove. Echo or delay can add rhythmically synced tails, but filter the repeats so they sit behind the drums, not on top of them. A great advanced transition idea is to slice a one-bar break tail into chunks, reverse a couple of them, and pan them subtly away from the main groove. That creates this pulling back sensation right before the drop. It's a tiny detail, but it makes the transition feel intentional. Now glue the drums together with a bus. On the break group, use glue compressor lightly. We're talking subtle gain reduction, not full smash mode. Then add drum bus, if the break needs a little more push or transient shape. Keep the drive modest and be careful with the boom section if the low end is already busy. A little saturation on a parallel return can also help if the breakdown feels too polite. This is a good place to remind yourself. The breakdown should not become a second drop. If everything is exciting all the time, nothing feels special. Pick one or two dominant ideas and let the rest support them. Maybe the main idea is filtered chopped break motion. Maybe the second idea is a ghosted bass tease. That's enough if it's done well. Now automate the transition. Open the filter gradually. Bring in the bass send in small amounts. Increase the reverb and delay returns as the section develops. Maybe push the drum bus saturation a little in the second half. And near the end, create a pre-drop silence pocket or a near-silent beat. Even a short vacuum of space can make the next drop feel massive. One of the best old-school tricks is the false ending. Drop the energy for a beat, maybe half a bar, then hit one final chopped break fragment before the drop. That tiny contradiction makes the drop feel earned. It works because the listener thinks the section has finished, then gets snapped back into motion. Let's talk about the internal arc of the 16 bars. A strong structure is, first 4 bars, darkest and most restricted, next 4, more detail and a little bass, next 4, more transient activity and tighter fills, final 4, tension peak, then a brief pocket of emptiness before the drop. That gives the breakdown a clear journey instead of just a flat loop. Also check the section at low volume. This is a big one. If the groove still reads quietly, your edit is probably strong. If it only works when it's loud and hyped, you may be relying too much on sharp transients or bright effects. Good jungle arrangement should still feel like a rhythm, even when it's not blasting. A few final pro tips before you build this yourself. Keep the low end mono. Don't overuse reverb. Use one strong atmosphere layer, one reverse layer, and one impact lane if you need them. Add a little controlled grit with saturator or overdrive on a duplicate break lane if the section feels too clean. And in the last 2 bars, remove a slice or two from the break pattern so the drop feels like it falls into place rather than just starting. If you want to practice this fast, build a 4-bar loop first. Load one break into simpler, make a 2-bar chop pattern, sweep auto filter from around 300 Hz up toward 2 kHz, add one bass hint on bars 2 and 4, place a 1/16 fill at the end of bar 4, and drop in a reverse tail on the last beat. Then glue the drums lightly and test it in mono. If that loop feels like it could sit between 2 drops in a proper jungle tune, you're on the right path. So the big takeaway is this. A future jungle breakdown works best when it edits the groove instead of abandoning it. Slice with intention. Keep the swing loose but controlled. Filter the break, not the energy. imply the base before fully revealing it. Use ghosts, reverses, micro edits, and automation to build tension. And always protect the identity of the drum pattern, because that's what makes the drop hit hard. Alright, now go build that section. Keep it tight, keep it musical, and let the break tell the story.